In the book before, in the textbook.
Sorry, measuring the homework?
Yeah, the assessment during the study.
Yeah, what you do you measure the complexity or measuring the student's
work? No, the student work.
Student work, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, okay. Before, earlier, because of the textbook, each chapter or each unit, by the end of the unit, there is a tutorial or a self-evaluation question, okay? We do before that the student once reach each of the exercise, then he visit the educational center. And then he will be evaluated oral. In oral way, and then a mark will come to us. Once we shift to the electronics, then here it's another challenge for this. We able to fill a lot of questions covering each unit, and we distribute it to the student like MCQs, all MCQs. Okay, and then they solve it each week. That means 1 week you have to fill one exercise. Another week, 12 weeks. But the integrity, the cheating a lot. Even sometimes here we, oh, sorry. Yeah.
No, just great. So is there a something on the system can pick the cheating? How could you recognize this?
How we solve this? But I tell you, the situation here, even some bookshop, they start selling the answers.
The answers, yeah. But yeah, that's that may be that you know this, but from the system, from technological point, is there a way that can like copy catch?
Yeah. Okay. How will we solve this? Instead of giving them a direct question, then we create an open question, like you finish this unit. This unit is talking about, let's say, politics. What are you learn about this? An open question, and we give them a place to write an article, not less than 100 words. Not more than 400 words. Okay, so he just open an article about what he study, about what he learned from this unit or this chapter, and then we use this with Ferris to let him submit. We do similarity check with all the students. Similarity check, like a plagiarism check. Okay. And then once it is, the similarity is not more than 150% from the others, then we accept his article. This is the Ferris checkpoint. Once we receive the article, we distribute it, the same article, we distribute it to 10 different students. But these students are taking the same course.
Yeah.
Okay, that means for me, I read the question, I write about it, and then I will receive 10 different articles about the same topic. Okay? And then I give my opinion about it. Just the ranking, like between 0 to 10. How this article related to the topic. Okay? Then we get the opinion of other 10 students. Okay, and we get the average. This is the mark for that student. Okay, for the student, he is giving the opinion. Also, we motivate him that he will earn 1 point each time he read an article. Then that means I'm taking the course. Each week, I have to write an article, small article. And then need to review 10 other articles. That's all. You're getting the point, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So for the student, they write and also they read. So he learned from both sides.
Yeah.
Okay. And it is a community effort, like because here the marking coming from other students from your community.
Yeah.
Okay. But you don't know who is marking you. You don't know who is you are reading for. And so on.
Yeah.
So yeah.